This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
If I ask you a question, will you be completely honest?
Yes.
Okay. Does your wife ever call you exhausting?
Yes.
They should just leave the roof off of that stadium. They should just, the roof blew off, Jamie. They should just leave the roof off. There's no reason to put a roof back on it. I'm like, I'm pretty sure it storms there a lot. No, this is, that roof has always been a problem. They should just leave the roof off.
You just don't get it, see? I'm a sports guy. I get it, man.
Yeah.
I go to somebody like Spadil. Spadil is sports.
Yeah.
Spadil, I was saying, and you're not in the room, Spadil. That's why I'm coming to you. The Tropicana Field, they blew the roof off last night with that hurricane Milton, right?
Right.
Why not just leave the roof
just
off?
Just leave the roof
just
off of
take
it.
Take it off. It's been a problem.
It's been a problem. The roof, definitely the roof.
Baseball's been hitting the roof. That's always been a problem down there. It's not high enough. Just take it off.
Yeah, that has been a problem with the home runs. They have to like redo at-bats and stuff. Mm-hmm. Why not?
Why not?
Yeah.
Okay.
See, I like him.
Well, the next time, talk to him. Hey, there's something going viral on TikTok. It went viral years ago, but now it is again. And that's the fluffy popcorn. It's basically... you take your popcorn, you pop your popcorn, right? And then you also melt marshmallows into it. And then you put sprinkles for Halloween all over it, blah, blah, blah. It's kind of like a Rice Krispie treat, but with popcorn instead.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. You also add raw flour. And now a microbiologist is saying, hey, if you want to keep your colon, your kidneys, your liver, do not add raw flour. And he said, I know, nobody you know ever got sick of it, blah, blah, blah. But he said, when you create batter, with eggs and flour, most likely you're getting sick from the flour and not the eggs. You know when you eat raw batter?
Really?
He said it's from the flour, not the eggs, the raw eggs. He says because flour is indeed raw, it does not undergo any sort of pathogen reduction step, meaning it harbors all kinds of nasty bacteria, mainly E. coli, salmonella, and it, like he said, I know, nobody's ever got sick that I know. Unfortunately, things do continue to exist even if we don't experience them. So he said, do not put the raw flour in there.
Well, eggs have been getting a bad name.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the flour and the batter. Huh, who knows? All right, let's see here. More food talk. I guess Taco Bell today is bringing back the Big Cheez-It Crunchwrap Supreme.
Oh, man.
That comes out today. Also, they're bringing back the Double Decker Taco.
Yeah.
Those are very popular items, and they're bringing them back starting today. Wendy's Krabby Patty. Everybody's talking about the collaboration that Wendy's has done with SpongeBob SquarePants, but they just did a review of it, and people are very, very disappointed.
What exactly is it? Is it actually crab?
No.
The Krabby Patty?
No.
No, it's just a burger.
Oh, I thought it was Krabby.
No, they said it's so disappointing because when you bring it out of the bag, you think there's going to be packaging with Krabby Patty stuff, all or whatever, SpongeBob stuff. Nope, it's just a Dave's burger. It just isn't. I mean... the only thing is they put some Krabby Patty sauce on it, but it's just like...
well, that's lame.
Yeah.
It should come in like a whole SpongeBob box.
Right.
And everything should be individually
packaged. Yeah, bikini bottoms.
Yeah.
They should have like the fries in a pair of bikini bottoms.
Pineapple.
Yeah, well, they do the pineapple shake with it.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, there's a pineapple under the sea frosty with it.
All right.
But that's the only thing they do. Everybody's like, "What? This isn't even special."
I want to try
$12 for a cheeseburger, medium fries, and small pineapple frosty. $12.
That's high.
Yeah.
I want to try that McDonald's Big Mac, the Chicken Big Mac, I think it's called.
Yeah.
Big Chicken Mac.
What's that?
Yeah, something like that.
It's a Big Mac sandwich.
Oh, but with
only the patties are the chicken.
Oh.
And it's the deep fried chicken. It's not the grilled.
It's just so much bread.
I love it.
Like, oh my
that middle
God.
Bread, just lose that.
There's just no reason for the middle bread. Like, it's like, oh.
Yes, there is.
No, there's not. Just get two sandwiches then.
Well, they've been doing something right. They do pretty good in sales.
Whatever.
Just get a double quarter pounder.
Jeez. I'm just saying.
Today, Star Wars gave its first look of its first trans woman stormtrooper.
It's about time. What?
No, that's sweet.
I'm trying to be supportive.
No, I love that. Yeah. I love that you're open-minded.
Yeah.
Did you watch the Will Ferrell thing, too?
Which one?
Will and Jen or whatever go on a trip.
Will and Jen?
I forgot the woman's name.
Jen that used to be James?
No, yeah.
James?
Yeah, whatever. I forgot.
No, I've not watched that.
Well, it'll,
no.
What?
Harper.
It'll give you a lot of compassion.
It will?
Yes, it will. It's really good.
I feel like I got enough.
Anyway, Star Wars, first trans woman stormtrooper, and her name is Sister. Oh, that's neat. The smashed up Taylor Swift guitar has been sold on eBay for $6,550. What the hell? Remember that guy, Gary? He spent $4,000 at a charity, and then it was a joke. They're all like, here's a hammer, smash it. He smashed it. The proceeds went to charity. And then he ended up putting it on eBay. Somebody bought it for $6,550, and the person donated it back to that same nonprofit. The person that bought it.
What did he buy again?
Are you still on a trans woman stormtrooper?
Yeah, and I feel like you're there. Let me tell you what I was thinking.
Okay,
good. Okay? Yeah. On the trans woman, I just pulled it up and looked at it. It's hard to tell because they got that shield down here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. You can't really tell if it's a bulge there or if it's not a bulge there. You can't really tell because it's protected by that white. You see it there in that picture? That white shield?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, so what's the point?
I can't tell.
Oh.
Is it male or female, or does it even matter? Man, that got you thinking, didn't it? Does it even matter?
It didn't get me thinking at all.
Is this the part where you say exhausting?
Yeah, this is it. You know, they should take the roof out of that place. I mean, they have all these problems. The roof blew off, bees. You're not even to replace it.
And they've got a shield. I can't tell a bulge.
Bulge. Yeah. Okay. Well, I'll get back to you on that. Anyway, let's see here. What else did I want to tell you? Okay, I'm done. There you go. Tableau trash.
I was having fun. Wait a minute.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Jamie's in the corner getting all dolled up. She's headed out with the girls today. You and the girls.
My face is so dry. It's like cracking. It's so dry out right now.
All my skin. Yeah. Like, I've been rubbing lotion on it, and I'm still dry.
Yeah. Did you get a little bit of rain yesterday?
No, I didn't get any.
We got a sprinkle.
Oh, you
really?
Did?
Yeah.
Oh, it's so
didn't
dry.
Last long, but we had a sprinkle yesterday. I was hoping for a biggie.
Yeah, me too.
But we didn't
get it. I'm going to Highlands Ranch Import to see my buddy John.
Yep.
He says hi. I'm sure he will.
Yep.
Yeah, and then we're going to go. The girls are going to go.
Yep.
Have lunch.
Off the lunch then, right?
But I feel too cracky. See my face? It's all cracked.
Yeah.
Because the lady that does my Botox and stuff, I think she quit. Like, I think she quit.
Well,
I don't think she quit.
I think she gave up on you.
Yeah,
I don't think she quit Botoxing.
No, she didn't. She didn't stop that. But yeah. I was sick, and so I canceled. Well, twice I was sick, and I canceled. And then I wrote her, and I just said, hey, you know, I'm really sorry, but I'm just getting back from California, and I am like sick because I was sick here.
Yeah.
And so I was like, I'm just going to go home right after the show because I don't feel well. And then I said, if you don't want to have me as a client anymore, I completely understand. Yep. You know, it's fine. And she's like, thanks for letting me know.
Yeah, that means she's over you.
Yeah, that means she's over.
She's had enough. Yeah. You've taken up appointments that she could have filled with somebody else, and then you cancel last minute. She's had enough. That's
right,
it.
And so I haven't had Botox in like 8 months, and it's terrifying when you can see your face move, and then it makes those, like, you know, I'm getting like your forehead and stuff.
Yeah, it's not a good look.
No, it's not.
I wear it every day. I look at me.
I know. Yeah, I like want to take spackle for your head and stuff.
Good luck there.
Yeah, thanks.
Hope you find somebody else.
I know, me too.
A couple of things that I've headed up to here. I'm over it. All right. First of all, I hope everything is fine with the hurricane and all the people down there.
Yep.
But when the hurricane stuff goes away, we're out of hurricane season. I'm all for that because we've had too much here lately. Okay. I'm done with the hurricane. hurricanes. I'm done with the dude in the boat. I'm done with the dude in the boat.
I like him.
I don't trust the guy in the boat. I don't trust him. Okay. I think he's a shyster, and I'm done with it. I'm just saying what I'm done.
I got you.
And I'm done with this damn election.
Oh, okay? Yeah.
I'm over the election. I know Trump is supposed to be here tomorrow night. They say it's going to be a big draw, by the way.
Oh, really?
Huge. Yeah. Huge. Is that how he says it?
I just saw this study that says that people that follow politics are so unhappy. I believe it.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, it says that people that don't, like, they're oblivious to it, which are really my friends in the friend circle. Uh-huh. They're, like, super-duper happy people, and the people that are following it are just miserable.
I can see that because a lot of people fixate on it.
Yep.
And it's, and, like...
It consumes them.
As much as they get into it, then they get more angry.
Yeah, that it's not going either way, whichever way you want it to go.
Well, I'm ready for it to end.
I am, too.
And then I saw a few minutes ago, and Jamie knows about this more than I do, but I had no idea. There's a woman that's running for something here in town that she decriminalized fentanyl. Have you seen this?
Okay. You can't
be doing that. I'm sorry, but you cannot decriminalize fentanyl.
Oh, my God.
I just saw the ad. I will not vote for that lady. Okay. God. Some of the things they put these ads
are crazy.
They are cringeworthy.
Yeah.
That you look at it and you go, oh my God, that lady did what?
I know.
And really, when you read into it, it's not like that at all.
It's like part of a bigger bill or something.
It's so misleading, right?
I know.
But when they put it on the screen, it's like, so-and-so decriminalized fentanyl.
It was all her fault.
She killed 500,000 people.
Actually, there is one ad where there's a mom crying, blaming her.
That is sad.
Really?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Well, I will not vote for her. I'm not going to have that on my conscience.
Oh, my God. Can we not do this?
Is that wild?
Yeah, but she's also a doctor, so she would. I don't feel like it's actually
I don't feel like it's all the facts. I just
because she's a doctor,
so you have to fact check all these commercials.
I looked up at the screen. Did I not, Jamie?
You did
about 15 minutes ago, and it just showed some lady decriminalized fentanyl. And I looked at Jamie and I said, I can't vote for her. I don't even care what she is, Republican, Democrat. I can't vote for that.
And so I'm sure there's a bigger story with this, right? Yeah, there's got to be.
We'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
So why don't you think, Jamie... Why don't you think there are alligators in the houses down in Florida?
No, I just don't think that video, that one video is real. The alligator doesn't even move.
Oh, yeah. I'm not going off of that.
That's what I was going
that
off
one
of.
Video. I'm going off of living down there, okay? Yeah. There are alligators everywhere. It's a problem in Florida. I would not get in fresh water anywhere in that state, man.
Man.
Those gators, they're mean.
Yeah, they're mean.
They are mean. Yeah. Hey, can we give away some more tickets right now?
Oh, my God. I think we've done enough.
Do we still have to get
some? I think we have done enough.
No, we have not done enough. I'm going to promote. By the way, tomorrow morning here on the show, I'll be giving away Raceway tickets for BJ night at the racetrack. I'll be giving those away every 10 minutes.
Are you trying to fill the entire place?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, Lordy.
Yeah. And by the way, I want to do a shout out. I think Bella and Dave or somebody's going to be. Oh, Diane, Terry, and Bella. They're from Thornton. They're going to be there.
You're giving shout-outs to people that are coming now.
See you at the racetrack. Gentlemen, start your engines.
Oh, God.
All right. Family 4-pack right now. Caller 19.
And what's it for? You haven't even explained it.
Oh, it's BJ night at the Raceway, El Paso County Raceway.
Woo, big night.
Saturday night, you and your friends, woo, the party will never stop. Get down there. It's going to be a lot of fun in... What's it called again? Calhoun?
Yeah, Calhoun.
Calhoun,
Colorado, man.
Could be a rager.
I'll be there. Rain or shine, too. You always got to throw rain or shine.
Yeah.
Rain or shine. I'll see you there. Caller number 19 right now, 303-22L.
Oh,
you and your friends, you're going to the races.
Can't wait till this is over.
Fidel, two people are calling. Hurry.
I got it.
Hurry, grab one for a winner. There you go. We got to go.
Wait. Ethel Kennedy died.
What?
Huh? Ethel Kennedy has died.
Who's Ethel?
The matriarch of the whole Kennedy family.
Oh, she is?
Yeah, she's 96. She She passed away.
96.
Yeah, remember Ethel?
I don't remember.
You really don't?
I know the name,
yeah,
but I can't picture her.
I can. Yeah. She had white hair.
Well, she's 96.
Well, I mean, she never dyed it. No, no, no. Anyway, it was just breaking news. Sorry to throw that in. Not to take away from your racing. Sorry.
Felt like you tried to, though.
Yeah, I did.
I feel like you tried to throw a big old wrench. Wrench in my racing.
Oh, that was good.
All right, we got to go. You guys have a great day today. Enjoy. Oh, look, another caller. Hurry, Spadell. Make them all winners.
Oh, everybody's a winner.
We'll see you back here tomorrow.
Oh,
bye-bye.
Oh, my God. Love you, people.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.